Do you believe in the devil? In today's gospel, we see the personification of the devil, and you may have seen this particular scene represented in a picture somewhere or a painting, or you may have an appreciation for a human likeness of the devil through reading stories or watching movies. Do you believe in the devil? I believe in the devil. But I don't see the devil as the red man with the horns and the pointed tail and the pitchfork triton. I believe that the devil often comes to us dressed up like the truth. And the challenge that exists for us is to recognize the lie. Throughout this gospel story, the devil speaks the truth. If Jesus wanted to, he could turn stones into bread. If Jesus wanted to, he could have all the kingdoms of the world and all the power in the world. If Jesus wanted to, he could throw himself from the top of the temple and not be harmed. There's just enough truth that the devil uses to trick us into a lie. But Jesus recognizes that, and in his ability to discern the truth, the whole truth, he's able to confound the evil one. During this season of Lent, we are being called to discern the truth about ourselves. We dress in purple. We pray. We fast. We make sacrifice. Because the truth is, we are a sinful people. But the whole truth is that Jesus Christ became just like us in order for us to regain salvation. So as we go through this season of Lent, it's not a time for us to walk around with our heads to the ground, because that would only be part of the truth. The reality is, Lent is a season where we're called to live out our authentic selves. And that means recognizing that we are sinners, but also recognizing that God so loved us that he became like us in order to redeem us. I'd like to pose a challenge for each one of us. During this season of Lent, let's take a look at ourselves in the mirror. Let's look at ourselves as truthfully as we can. Not in order to beat ourselves up, but in order for us to be empowered to discern the real truth of who we are as human beings. The real truth of who we are as redeemed persons. The real truth of who we are as called to live in the image and likeness of our God. If we're able to do that, we don't have to walk around with our heads held low. We can walk around authentic, joyous, and in gratitude for the God who gave of himself completely so that we can be renewed in our purpose, in our oneness with God. And that is the God's honest truth.